Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Linda Horton, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, Let's Talk About Poop. It's about time the subject came out of the WC. Poop is gross. Ain't nobody gonna deny that. But it's a part of everyday life, if we're lucky, and talking about it should not be so taboo. Recently, I had to poop in a bucket. Then I had to add a bottle of liquid to it, box it up, and send it to the lab. I was not looking forward to doing this, and avoided it until I could put it off no longer. I mean, in the natural order of things, we poop into the toilet and flush it away and have no further interaction with it. But I had to engage with the poop, then package it up properly, then trot the hermetically sealed box to the UPS store. To prepare for the drop-off, I double-bagged the box so nobody could see the label and logo, so nobody could see that I was carrying a box of my own poop down the street. As I walked a mile through the city, I felt like all eyes were on me. Look at that woman. She just pooped in a bucket, and now she's carrying it down Michigan Avenue. Mercifully, when I got to the UPS store, there was a bin where I could simply drop the box. No human interaction required. Phew! I removed the box from the disguising bags and gingerly placed it in the bin and got the heck out. My poop is in the hands of UPS now. Maybe it's because I'm getting older. My dad used to talk about poop a lot. Did you know that if you eat a lot of blueberries, your poop will be black? Yep, my dad imparted that little bit of wisdom to me in his final years. If eyes are the window to the soul, I reckon poop is the window to our body and health. People don't like to talk about it much, but there ain't nothing like a good poop. And lack thereof can make you miserable. Being regular is healthy. Pooping is good. We all know the terminology anal retentive, which is quite often reduced to the descriptor of simply anal. Typically, this is used to describe someone who pays meticulous attention to detail and is a bit uptight. Sigmund Freud was the one to coin the phrase, referring to the anal stage following the oral stage. He theorized that infants who were overly chastised for toilet training accidents tended to acquire the traits of what we refer to as anal. On the other end of the spectrum, there are those considered anally expulsive. These types typically let it all hang out, likely disorganized, rebellious, careless, and sometimes prone to addiction. Sheesh! So pooping and all that it entails can even shape our personality, for better or worse. I have an old boyfriend who I would consider on the expulsive end of the scale. And for Christmas one year, I received the gift of a squatty potty from him. I was not unhappy with it. It is a device that you put your feet on while pooping in order to mimic the preferred squatting position, which is optimum for a good BM. It truly is the gift that keeps on giving. Did you know that couples who can talk about poop have more emotional and physical intimacy? If you can't communicate about one of life's basic functions, what can you talk about? Avoiding talking about it is just weird. Anyway, I love that damn squatty potty, and I think of my ex every time I take a poop. Okay, not really. I'd say he was on the extreme end of the expulsive scale, which was ultimately his demise. But hey, it was fun while it lasted. I am a bit of an evangelist about this squatty potty thing. In fact, I gave one to my sister for Christmas this year. I'm not getting glowing reviews yet, but some people need more time to adapt to new things and are resistant to change, even when it's good. But like I say, there's nothing like a good poop. Pooping is the most natural thing in the world, and there's no reason to avoid the subject or pretend that it's not something we do every day. It's a weird thing, our body. I mean, we eat delicious food, which we enjoy with all our senses. Then that food goes through this wacky process that takes about 24 hours and comes out the other end as something quite the opposite of how it started. So yeah, poop is gross, no doubt. It smells disgusting, unlike how it began as yesterday's cinnamon roll. But it's part of life and what makes us alive. Let's take the shame out of shit, the embarrassment out of excrement. And if I ever have to poop in a bucket for medical purposes again, I will do it willingly and proudly, because poop happens to all of us. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.